YQK Mobile. YQK, W4DJW. YQK, good afternoon, Dave, and I got my phase dock workbench in. Well, how do you like it? Is it what you thought it was going to be? I do wish I ordered the larger one.
Kind of hard to tell. Well, I was looking at it and looking at the size of the parts they were putting at it and trying to judge it, but couldn't really tell how big it was from the pictures they had.
Measurements on there where you can see the measurements and stuff. There is some assembly where you got to put the bolts in that you screw the module down to, but you need some super glue to build the little modules that plug in where you attach the board to.
Build one of the modules, you're committed to whatever that is that you built it for, right?
Just pieces where that you set up to where you can bolt your Raspberry Pi and Arduino to. Now the breakout board you got to commit.
Be handy anyway. That's best thing since that the thing that I was using, it was kind of like that, but a whole lot smaller, and it had its own power supply to power everything. You put 12 volts in, and you get whatever volt it supplied 5 volts like for the Pi.
Workbenches, I can pick the whole project up and put it on another desk.
And clear tops you can put on them too, so that once you get it working like you want it, you can put a clear top on it and it won't collect dust.
I have some that you can hang onto the wall, which I thought was interesting.
If I did that, I would go ahead and harden it into a, put it on a breakout board and harden it.
Put it on the wall, but that is nice that you'll be able to work, put the project back up on a shelf somewhere when you need your workspace back.
So do you have any RTL SDRs to go with that?
You taking some kits, SDR kits?
Dongles, RTL dongles. They're receivers only. $20 receivers. Well, they used to be 20. I think they're 28 now that there's a chip shortage. But they can receive from like 500 hertz all the way up to 1.7 gigahertz.
Receiver there, RSB1, and I have another HF receiver sitting there. Yeah, I don't think I have the small dongles, though.
That's a project I'm working on now, is using those, and they've got software, the library called LibRTL, STR is the name of the library, that a lot of the programs use. I've got a pan adapter running on GQRX. Have you heard of GQRX? It's a software-defined receiver.
Not one before. There's another one that's similar to that same name there that was a kid. For many years ago. I wonder if it's the same people.
Website called RTL-SDR.com. And they've got tons of information on it. And they've got a better dongle. They put it in an aluminum case. And they've got stuff that you can use to adapt it to different antennas and that kind of thing. And then Noelec, N-O-E-L, Noelec, N-O-O-E-L or something like that. Anyway, they've got some really good ones too. I was reading up on a guy's, it wasn't really a blog, it was just some notes that he put that to go back and reference every now and then. And he likes them and the RTL SDR in the aluminum case, the newer ones, a lot better than the older ones. Anyway, you can do a ton of stuff with those things. They're really nice to play around with, and you can read the I and Q signals directly from the SDR with that RTL SDR library. You can read them programmatically yourself. You don't have to rely on somebody else's software.
Yeah, well, my next SDR project, I think I'm going to do the monitor for air traffic.
Anything from, if you want to go down to a lot of HF, if you want to get really involved in HF, then you have to buy a up converter to get down to HF. It'll go down to 500 hertz, but that's, for some reason, anything below 24 megs, I think you need an up converter to get reliable down conversion.
I'll check that out. Well, I'm getting ready to put up a 6-meter antenna. I'm going to dedicate the Flex 1500 to 6 meters and 2 meters.
Still have that Well, what is that? The converter?
The transverter still.
The L-craft, the one that was a kit?
I'll hook that up to the 15-9, give it a good tune-up, hook it up to the antenna.
I do have an SDR that'll do VHF. I've got two SDRs that'll do VHF. One of them only does a watt. That's a soft rock VHF. And the other one will do, I think it does 60 watts. But I don't have to use that in a long time. That's the VEX 5000. You still have your 5000?
On the shelf. Think about selling it because the other flex is doing pretty good. The newer one is.
What about selling mine too? But you can't. There's not another 50 watt SDR VHF rig available on the market anywhere. That's the only one there is, and they don't make them anymore. So I can't sell mine.
Then they keep it there. And I don't know. We'll see how everything goes later this year. I was thinking about trading up on my flex for the one with the where you do diversity receive.
DJW. Yeah. The real problem with that, though, is the 1394 firewire. They're getting harder and harder to find quality 1394 firewires that last.
In the drawer at the house there for that works with the 5000, so that's something to hang on to, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going underneath a bridge. I might blank out for a little while.
YQK. I got another computer coming in next Tuesday. I got a new AE500 Mini coming in. It's like a Amiga retro computer. I'm running the Amiga, the old software.
Oh, it's hardware that will actually run the Amiga?
My Amiga running on this little retro machine, that mini machine that can run the Amiga. It's emulated, but it's pretty close to it.
Way to get started with that. I never had one of those. I went the PC route instead of the Amiga route. Do you have any Raspberry Pis?
Raspberry Pi 3, and I got a 400.
You got one of the first fours or the fours that have the 4 gigabyte, the 8 gigabytes of RAM?
A 400, I think it is 8 gigabyte.
Good ones. You know you can't get those until 2023 anymore, right?
No, I bought my niece one. She got one for Christmas.
You gotta buy one now. W or, you know, the 0W or the 3 or the 4 or the 4 with 8 gigs. You can't buy any of those things from any of the manufacturers that were, or the resellers that were selling it. And if you go to the Pi shop itself, the one over in Britain, they'll tell you they're not going to be making any more until 2023.
That's a trip. I think I'm about to install a new Windows 11 on the Windows 11 for ARM, see how it runs. Now, Microsoft's got a new computer coming out. It's a mini computer. It's ARM processor with a neural processing unit built into it. NPU is what they call it.
They go into cahoots with NVIDIA on that?
Our processor, the GPU and an NPU, the neural processing unit for AI.
Neural processing? Well, this 85's got new lanes to be in to get to where you want to be, and I was trying to figure out which lane I needed to be in. Yeah, the neural processors. Have you ever seen how that AI works?
We're starting to play with it now on the manufacturing line. I saw a demo and stuff. I'm going to be interested in the new computer they got coming out. Works offered to buy me some virtual reality headsets and stuff. So 2023, since this chip shortage is over, it's going to get very interesting.
I'm getting in that place where it's probably getting pretty scratchy with you. But, I've watched those too. I haven't done that neural programming, but I got an idea of how it works. Anyway, I'm going to bug out because I'm probably getting scratchy on you, and you are getting scratchy on me. But good to talk to you. KJ4YQK, W4DJW.
Okay, catch you later on. This is KJ4YQK.